This is Jay Sekulow in Washington, D.C. A major hearing today before the Judiciary Committee, the issue, the IRS targeting, and more developments on Planned Parenthood.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We're gradually giving away more and more of the morals and values that made us into a great nation for the sake of political correctness. And I have a hard time believing that a lot of Democrats and progressives can actually just look at this and say, ho-hum, it's just a clump of cells. And interestingly enough, you know, that's the excuse that they give for, you know, abortion. It's a clump of cells. It's not really a human being. If it's not a human being, then why are you harvesting organs from it?
Every once in a while in politics, you get to look really inside the heart of people. And in the Tea Party Republicans, you can call them the extreme wing of Republicans, clearly they are standing against women and their families. So we have seen into the heart, and we have got to get this message out to the people, because at the end of the day, they will decide, you know, who really stands and fights for them. We believe today we are taking that stand with the people of this country.
When I think of ultrasound, I think of the pictures of my kids before they're born and the happiness we had. To imagine that doctors are using ultrasound to manipulate the body around, turn the body around to take body parts from a baby, it sickens me. And so I've been fighting to defund Planned Parenthood. I don't think they should get any taxpayer dollars. And we got good news today. We are going to get a vote on this. The Senate will vote on defunding Planned Parenthood before we leave in August.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. I'm in Washington, D.C., our studios today. We're about ready to go to a hearing in the United States Senate on the IRS targeting scandal. That is still making some major news, and we've got a big hearing that's going to come up at about 2 o'clock. It may be on C-SPAN 3. We don't know yet. We'll let you know. We'll send out a tweet once we find that out. We're taking your phone calls, though, at 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to talk about both topics. The IRS targeting scandal, which President Obama, you know, told Jon Stewart was not a real scandal. What's not real, by the way, is in the investigation by the Department of Justice. And then the latest outrage from Planned Parenthood, and they are in real trouble, folks. And we'd like to hear from some people that have had experiences with Planned Parenthood, especially women that are listening to the broadcast. You can call us at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. The momentum for defunding, we've been talking about that this morning. Than has been working that on the Hill. Logan is, of course, manning Periscope and is in our media center. And Logan, let's get our Periscope, let our folks know what they need to do to get involved in Periscope, and also if they want to talk to us on air.
That's right. You can log on to Periscope. If you don't have it, download the Periscope app from whatever app store you get it, whether it's App Store or Google Play. You can get it there for your Android or iPhone device. And what you can do is you can not only watch the show live, but you can interact with us as we do the show live. Get your questions or comments in that way. Sometimes it's a little easier for people. And you also get to be involved in the conversation with you, sometimes hundreds of other people with like-minded and different points of view.
All right. Let's also play right now. Then I'm going to get Than Bennett's comment on this. I want to play the president where he made the statement, God bless Planned Parenthood. God bless America. I want to start the broadcast out this way.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
So, Than Bennett, Director of our Government Affairs, you think the president's thanking Planned Parenthood this afternoon? You think he's God blessing Planned Parenthood and God blessing America?
You know, honestly, Jay, he probably is.
Yes,
he doesn't have to run for election again. You know what? Harry Reid is, in fact, you know, but the rest of the United States Senate is going to have to make that choice as well, and it's important. Will they go our way on this or not? We're not sure, but they are going to have to vote. It's going to happen next week, probably on Wednesday.
Folks, we're talking about a vote on this issue of defunding Planned Parenthood next week. You talk about quick action. You can't get any quicker than that. And we want to hear from you on your situation, the thoughts on Planned Parenthood, and the president continuing to back them at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. But also, let me encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org and sign our petition to defund Planned Parenthood. Than's been working with members of the Senate. I'm going to be talking to some today. And believe me, even though we're talking about the IRS on Capitol Hill, trust me, we'll be talking about Planned Parenthood and their scandal as well. You can do that at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Or you can also support the work of the ACLJ direct by making an online donation. We get a matching gift for it at aclj.org. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. At Jay Sekulow via Twitter and Periscope. Back with more in a moment.
Mary Jane, they bought a house, a car, a crib to suit her. But years would pass without a baby.
It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Mary Jane, they bought a house, a car, a crib to suit her. But years would pass without a baby.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you, there's a Senate bill that's now been introduced to prohibit federal funding of Planned Parenthood, Federation of America. Than, do we have a number yet or not?
No. S-1881.
So we do. S-1881 has been introduced by Joni Ernst, Mitch McConnell, Senator Paul, Senator Lankford, Senator Blunt, Senator Cornyn, Senator Fisher, and Senator Scott are the co-sponsors of the legislation. So we have a specific act now, a bill, to prohibit federal funding of Planned Parenthood, Federation of America. It's not just, it is that specific, which I think is great. Being enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States, and then there's some findings about health care centers, and then the language is very simple. Notwithstanding other provision of law, no federal funds may be made available to Planned Parenthood Federation of America or to any of its affiliates, subsidiaries, successors, or clinics. Let me read you that again. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, no federal funds, again, no federal funds may be made available to Planned Parenthood Federation of America or to any of its affiliates, subsidiaries, successors, or clinics. Period. You need to sign on to this petition at aclj.org to support this legislation or 1-877-989-2255. We're talking about a vote possibly next week. Again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you haven't signed that petition, you need to do it today. Dan, when are we thinking the vote's going to take place?
It looks like Wednesday. It's not yet locked in, Jay, but I think they've done something very smart here because the argument that Planned Parenthood has is that they do a lot of other good things for women. Let me read one other section of this bill, Jay. It says, all funds no longer available to Planned Parenthood will continue to be made available to other eligible entities to provide women's health care services. This is not about health care for women. This is about abortion and harvesting and selling baby body parts.
And if you're just joining us, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Planned Parenthood on the run after that video yesterday and more coming. I'm going to be before a Senate subcommittee in just a little bit. And I will tell you that when it comes to this issue, the fact of the matter is, and this is a serious fight, the reality is, and this is what you need to understand, folks, the reality is we've got Planned Parenthood on the run here. So we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, and let's go ahead and take some calls and get some comments too, Logan.
That's right. Susan's calling online, too, from Missouri. Susan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. I called. You guys were talking before about the various companies that do matching funds or whatever, or contributions directly. Now, I called Verizon because we have Verizon.
Right.
And they wouldn't put me through to any individual, and I said, well, I don't like the fact that they are actually giving my money, that I pay them, to the organization because one of their employees may possibly give it. That's basically giving it by proxy.
Right.
And I said, I don't appreciate that. And she says, well, we don't contribute directly. And I said, well, you kind of in a way do. And she said, well, you really can't do anything about it. And then she started reading the whole spiel, which I'd read all of that, like you guys had on your website. I read it online,
right.
Every news story, whatever.
But here's the truth. They can not do it. I mean, for instance, and Logan talked about this yesterday, Coca-Cola, Xerox, other major corporations said, we are not giving money to Planned Parenthood, whether it is matching from employees or not, we're not doing it. And Logan, that's where Planned Parenthood knew they had serious trouble.
That's right. When all the corporations started backing out, that's something that you don't see very often. We actually had a comment yesterday via Periscope that I still have saved on here. Someone said that they called FireEyes and kind of complained about the situation, talked about how they felt about their support of Planned Parenthood, and the customer service rep just kept getting into, we don't want to talk politics. I don't want to talk politics with you.
Right.
That's not why we're here. We don't want to talk politics. And that seems to be the common thread for a lot of these organizations. Now, I understand the customer service rep probably has nothing to do with exactly what's going on, but the more that this gets out there, the more they have to answer these calls, the more impact will be made.
And Than, the fact that the corporations are backing down is one thing. We also have, this is interesting to me, Hillary Clinton today calling the videos shocking, of course, that she even said this, disturbing. Which, this is what Planned Parenthood's been doing this for 40 years. So this is, by the way, it is disgusting and gross, but they've been doing this for 30 or 40 years.
Well, she needs to put some money where her mouth is then and come out and say that the American taxpayer should get out of the business of funding Planned Parenthood. Because, listen, Susan is exactly right. Planned Parenthood has become politically toxic. But here's the difference. A corporation has the freedom in the United States of America to run away from them, and they are doing so
right.
In droves. They are running away. You know who doesn't have the freedom at this point to run away from Planned Parenthood? The United States taxpayer. And if the corporations can run away from them, then the United States taxpayer should be able to as well.
Actually, that's a great point, folks. The idea that major corporations can say no. Why can't we say no? Well, the answer is we can say no. So we're doing that. And many of you are responding. But again, if you haven't signed this petition, I don't know what the, Logan, if you can get somebody or Will to check what the total number is right now. But we're talking about a vote next week. And I know that we'd like to get it over 150,000. So let me encourage you. If you haven't signed this petition, right now is that moment. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org 877-989-2255.
Right.
And I'm urging you to make that call now.
We just got that number. It's 130,826. So we're getting close. We're getting close to where
yeah.
you want it to be. So make sure you join in. You go to ACLJ.org or call 1-877-989-2255. And let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ike, who's calling on line 3 from Maryland.
Hi, Ike.
Hi, God bless you, your crew, and DJ.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. My question is this. I believe that we can be successful with Congress and Senate acting swiftly on defunding Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
What about the local governments who may be funding Planned Parenthood? What do
right.
they have planned for them?
So this becomes a matter of state law and state issues. But then the fact of them, if we can get it done on the federal level, there's going to be a trickle-down effect. It's not mandated, but we can get the states. We'll start a 50-state, state-by-state approach to stop it. I mean, that would be the way we roll this out.
Yeah, well, and two things here. I mean, if you can take $500 million out of their budget, it's going to have an impact. But second,
huge.
We're already seeing the impact that would happen on a local level, and it's consumer-based as well. Because if corporations are running away because they don't want to lose consumers,
right.
if you start shopping at the places that refuse to walk away from them and we approach the state laws, the impact would be monumental.
It will be monumental. By the way, in the second half of the broadcast, George Grant is going to be our guest. He wrote the book on Planned Parenthood called Grand Illusion. You're not going to want to miss that coming up a little bit later in the broadcast, but a great guest. We had a great time discussing this because he is very, very knowledgeable. Logan, I know we've got a lot of calls coming and a lot of people via Periscope as well.
Right, we got one for Periscope. One person said, what's going to stop Planned Parenthood General? If the funds,
yeah.
if we get defunded, what's the next step? Then how can it go further from there?
Well, I think, look, here's the reality. Than just said this, and I think he's right. If you take $500 million out of their budget, that's a big hit. If you take out the corporate giving, that's a big hit. Legitimized because this, look, what they're doing, when you see those fetal body parts, they have been, folks, I have deposed these abortionists. I've deposed the late-term abortionists. This is the business they're engaged in. This is what they've been doing for 40 years. Now they've been caught. And the problem is they've been caught in a very significant way. So you got the media now being threatened by Planned Parenthood to not run the videos. Now, Logan runs our media operations.
I think we lost my dad there. But yes, as he was saying, I not only do I run the media operations, I'm a documentarian, I'm a filmmaker, I've been doing movies for a long time. But I think there is definitely a gray area here, whether this is necessarily just filmmaking or if this is essentially undercover journalism. And yes, there are some gray areas of which way that could go, but that's important, part of the conversation. And that's something that is really, no one's really talking about. Is yes, these are filmmakers, these are people that are doing something, but are also part of a global organization trying to portray what's going on in Planned Parenthood, to show you what's going behind the scenes and expose the truth. Now, the gray area, of what exactly that means and what they can go after. Are they going to go after the filmmakers? Sadly, that's probably going to be the fact. You're not going to have anything go after Planned Parenthood. We're going to have the Planned Parenthood going after the people making the videos. And a lot of these, we're in public places. A lot of these are not where you really can expect to have too much privacy. Now, some of them aren't, and that's where the issues are going to come up. But it's something that's different, and it's just an interesting point of view, interesting time for documentarians in general.
We're hearing – can you all hear us okay? We were having a little bit of a technical glitch. Okay, great. We're having a little bit of technical glitch here in Washington. Here's what you've got. I mean, I think the fact is they're going to try to put this attention on the filmmaker, but I think that's an absolute lost cause for them. But then the deflection – where are there any Democrats – a lot of them are just saying nothing right now, right?
They're saying nothing. They're going to have to say something next week, though. But I think you made the critical point just a moment ago, Jay. The veil has been pulled back. For so many years, they have said this is about women's health care. We now have videos of them picking through baby body parts and then negotiating a price. That is what Planned Parenthood looks like. And if there's any way to defund them, we've just got to keep telling the truth about who they actually are.
Yeah, and I think we will continue to do that. Folks, we're taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're thrilled our audience with Periscope is with us. I'm going to play a comment from Barbara Boxer when we come back from the break. The fight is on. Planned Parenthood definitely feeling the pushback. And at the same time, I'm going to be before a Senate subcommittee on the issue of the IRS. That hearing just moments away. So, again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110, at Jay Sekulow via Twitter and Periscope. And, again, folks, sign on to that petition if you haven't already done so. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I'm going to urge you to make that call right now. Have your voice heard. We want to get to 150,000 by the vote next week. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign, folks. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. Back with more in a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
broadcast, everyone. I'm in Washington getting ready to literally march over to Capitol Hill in just a few moments for a hearing on the IRS case. So we've got that going on. We're working on Planned Parenthood at the same time. And your voice is making a huge difference, folks. Again, ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. Dan Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs, is with me here. Logan is in our media center at the Command Central, so to speak. And let me go to Than quickly here. I know we got to hit a lot of calls, Logan, but let me go to Than. Let's talk about this IRS hearing for just a moment, Than. Set the stage for everybody what we're going to be doing in about an hour and a half.
Well, the thing's going to be really interesting, Jay, is Commissioner Koskinen is going to be testifying before you.
Yeah, the IRS commissioner.
So he's certainly going to get asked the question, if you had a court order in place and a congressional subpoena looking for Lois Lerner's emails, how did you allow them to be destroyed, which is exactly what happened.
Yep.
And then, Jay, after he testifies, you're going to come in and you're going to tell the truth about what we know about those emails. Yep. And the related litigation.
Yeah. And the fact is the IRS didn't look for it. The Department of Justice is engaged in a fake investigation. And tell the IRS next time you're audited that you lost your receipts and see how they react to that. So that'll be, we'll keep you posted on that as well. And this is, by the way, let me play this. This is, Logan, we have time to play this. I know we're running tight on time here. We've got a lot of calls to go through. Let's go ahead and take a call. Go
okay.
ahead.
You take a call. Yeah. Sandra's calling on line six. Welcome.
Hi, Sandra.
Yes. Hi. I'm just calling because I'm just disgusted with the whole thing that's going on with Planned
yep.
Parenthood. And as I was explaining to the gentleman I spoke with before, when I was 16, I had gone to them and I was unwed
yep.
and frightened and didn't have my family support.
Yep.
And they told me right out, don't worry, honey, it's nothing. It's just a piece of tissue. You know, it's probably the best thing you can do for you, you know, at your age. And, you know, it wasn't until I went to college and understood biology, because I didn't know. I was just a kid who
sure.
dropped out.
Right.
And when I was sitting in that room learning about the development of a baby, and I had looked at where the point I was during my abortion, I broke down
yeah.
because I understood for the first time exactly what had happened to me.
Sure.
And I just think it's...
Sandra, let me tell you this. The veneer of Planned Parenthood saying that the baby is nothing but tissue has been pulled back completely by Planned Parenthood's own admission. And the fact of the matter is, when you saw those videos yesterday, the fetal body parts that they're selling are hands and fingers and legs and spinal cords. They're in the baby dismembering and sale business. And this whole veneer is over with. But the good news is there's forgiveness, because I cannot tell you how many calls we've had from women like you over the years. You know there's forgiveness, so that part is clear. But Planned Parenthood is still in that business, and that needs to stop, and that's what we're working on.
All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Sherry, who's calling on line one. Sherry, thanks for holding.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. I just want to thank you for everything you're doing. And when I was a young teen, I also had an abortion that I regret every day. And before they performed at Planned Parenthood, I was short 67 cents, and they made me run out to my car to get it.
Yeah, because every nickel to them, Sherry, and that's why they're in the business of this. But let me tell you something. Your 67 cents wasn't going to, quote, make them or break them. But $500 million of lost federal funds is going to have a dramatic impact on their operations.
Well, and their business model, how they make money, Jay, is rooted in abortion. It's not rooted in
yep.
the other services. It's rooted in abortion, and that's why 327,000 of the 333,000
yep.
pregnant women that go through those doors come out with an abortion.
All right, Logan, any more comments from Periscope or the phones?
A lot of comments from Periscope. Quickly, one person from Periscope who keeps asking, they read this morning from a Planned Parenthood piece that abortion, they always claim, is a small percentage of their business. How does that break down?
Of the Than had the figure the other day. What was it? 333,000 people? Go ahead.
Approximately 333,000 pregnant women go into a Planned Parenthood every year, and 327,000 of them get an abortion. Now, they want to say every time they hand out an abortion pill or birth control,
yeah.
that counts as a separate service.
Right.
Listen, their business model is rooted in the dollars they get from abortion.
Yeah, their business, Logan, and you know this. I mean, their business is abortion. That's their business.
All right, let's quickly go back to the calls. Laura's got an interesting call in California, line two.
Hi, Laura.
I was at the Students for Life Women Betrayed
yep.
LA rally yesterday, and
great.
It was awesome. And the other side came out. They were very small in number. We had a huge
sure.
turnout, which was great. It'd been my first rally.
Great.
My daughter, who's a college student, invited me, and we had a blast.
Great.
But, yeah, the other side wants basically abortion on demand. Their sign says on demand without apology until the end of the pregnancy.
Yeah.
And their sign said that. I mean, there's...
Yeah,
you know,
well, let me tell you, they've lost that argument. I mean, first of all, Planned Parenthood, no matter what side of people are in the debate, completely discredited institutionally, number one. Number two, Lauren, I'm glad you went to the Students for Life event yesterday. The fact is they are losing that entire generation of student. The students don't buy it. The young people don't buy it. The technology has ruined their argument that these are not children. No one believes it. I don't even believe Planned Parenthood believes it. They're just in the business of it. Logan?
That's right. Let's quickly go. We're going to try to get through all the calls we have. We'll do our best. I'm sorry if we don't get you. Ruth's calling from Idaho on line three.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question and a statement.
Yep.
I don't mean to sound stupid, but maybe other people don't know either. But
right.
What do they sell the tissue and the organs for? And
biomedic research.
Is-
let me answer that one. Biomedic research is what they say, and they want the liver, kidneys, heart, spinal cord. So they say it's for medical research. But the fact is, it's illegal to do if they're doing it for profit. And there was the doctor from Planned Parenthood who wanted to know how much money they were going to make per, which tells me it's for profit. And we've litigated against Planned Parenthood and beat them, so we know that. And go ahead with your comment. Okay, very good.
Okay, we got it. Let's move on. Let's go to DJ's calling on line five. DJ, welcome.
Hi, DJ.
Hello, and I want to thank you as well, Jay. You do such wonderful work. God
Thanks.
Bless you.
Thank
but
you.
I wanted to comment on when I took my not yet then daughter-in-law to Planned Parenthood. She thought she was pregnant. They ran a pregnancy test. And as we waited for that, they went through what an abortion would be. She wasn't pregnant at the time, but they didn't offer her anything else. They didn't offer
sure.
her any type of exam, birth control, nothing. It was like...
Right, because, and we will tell you, we're really tight on time here, DJ, but Than has followed this very closely, because that's not their business model.
They're not pro-choice. We can't keep calling them pro-choice. Choice involves options, and they only give you one option.
Yeah. They're not in the medicine distribution business. That's an insignificant portion of what they do, unless it's related to abortions. Let's try to get George's call really quick.
All right, George, very quickly in New York. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, George. Yes, sir, you're on the air.
We're on the air. We've got 1 minute left.
Yeah, hi, Jay. This is George. I wanted your listeners to know about Dr. Bernard Nathanson, because the
yes.
History of the abortion industry goes back to when he was very active and one of the founders of this NARAL. Made the Supreme Court make
I
a
have,
terrible
I have met Bernard. He's deceased now. I met Bernard Nathanson. I've interviewed Bernard Nathanson. He was one of the founders of NARAL, National Abortion Rights Action League, later became a Christian. Jewish guy, became a Christian, and became the largest, I think the most significant, one of the most significant spokesperson for the pro-life cause, and he performed thousands of abortions. So hearts changed, lives changed, minds changed. And I believe that's what we're seeing right here. Now, we'll keep you posted, by the way. George Grant coming up, a great interview. You're not going to want to miss that. And we're going to give you another report tomorrow after our hearings today, so be in prayer for us. Logan's going to let you know what you can do to sign the petitions and also to support the ACLJ.
Right. To sign the petition, go to ACLJ.org or give us a call, 1-877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You'll find it right there. And join us on Periscope tomorrow and on other days as we keep going. Go to Periscope, download the app, and search for Jay Sekulow. On and on, and they found that life came in the grafting. This life is a golden opportunity.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
of course, in the news has been Planned Parenthood and the situation with the sale of fetal body parts. We've been talking about that on radio, and I was able to connect with a long-term friend of mine who is really the expert on Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. In fact, the very first book that I read on the issue of Planned Parenthood was George Grant's. This is the textbook, George Grant's book on Planned Parenthood called Grand Illusions. Now, there's a brand new version of this that's out right now called Killer Angel, and we'll have that posted so you can get information about that available in Amazon, wherever books are sold. We encourage you to get it. But we're thrilled that we have in our audience, in our studios, George Grant. And George, it's great to be with you, and thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. So great to see you again, Jay.
We have been friends for a long time. George and I were working on these pro-life movement issues, I was going to say 30 years ago. Yeah, long time.
That ages you, my
and
friend.
Well, look, this is the nature of this is who we are and what we do. So before we went on air, I mentioned to you that I thought that kind of 30 years of our work, we're starting to see now some of the what we knew then about Planned Parenthood, and the abortion industry is now becoming known by the entire world.
Yes, and it's undeniable at this point.
Yeah.
It will come to nothing if we don't have hot pursuit and if we don't do the right things at this point and make sure that this doesn't turn into sort of the story of the day that disappears.
Yeah, which is always the risk,
it
especially
is a risk.
In Washington.
But if we do our job, America knows now, and quite frankly, I am not running into too many folks, including my most liberal friends, who are not really sickened by what they have seen, what they have heard. And it's not just the videos. It's the whole attitude, the defense of the videos, the defense of the sale of body parts, the
cavalier. It's certainly that. You know, Cecilia Richards complained about the tone of her defense was, well, the tone was wrong. Well, the reality is, but that is their tone. And you take it a step further, and I've said this, the gruesomeness of abortion, which we've been litigating and dealing with on policy issues you have as well for three decades. So this to us is nothing new. We knew this was this is what they do. They worship at the altar of abortion. I mean, this is their business. This is their faith. The tragedy, I think, that you mentioned just now is, does it just become the news item of the day and then something else happens and we all go off to that? So let's talk about first, because this is some of the history you have here is great. Who is Planned Parenthood? Who are they? Where'd they come from?
Well, Planned Parenthood is a part of a well-orchestrated movement that began before World War I in New York City, in Greenwich Village, with a handful of radicals who believed that the world needed to change. This was right on the cusp of the Russian Revolution. It was when Marxist ideas were still sort of rather new among the New York intelligentsia. And so the same movement that gave birth to things like the ACLU gave birth to Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger, along with John Reed, Will and Ariel Durant, Edna St. Vincent Millay, H.G. Wells, George Bernard Shaw, they were a part of this sort of neo-socialist movement that that desired to see the world change in radical ways, overthrow the old Christian mores. And they developed strategies, very specific strategies. Roger Baldwin, for instance.
Right, ACLU founder.
ACLU founder had this notion that there could be manipulated test cases. Find a judge, find a jurisdiction, find a case, use emotional appeal, and change the world through court precedents. Right. It was a brilliant strategy.
Sure. Yep.
Margaret Sanger, who was the founder of Planned Parenthood, believed that sex was the key to bringing about the revolution that would change everything, not just family, not just birth control laws, but literally change the world. And so she sought to use the lever of sex to be the sort of catalyst for a radical social revolution.
Again, folks, that was part one of Jay's interview with George Grant. We will be back with more from that interview after this break. If you want to sign the petition to get taxpayers out of the business of funding Planned Parenthood, who has harvested and sold body parts, and the evidence is conclusive on that point, I want you to call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org. Back with Jay's interview with George Grant after this.
It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. We are going to jump right back into part two of Jay's interview with George Grant. He's a pastor and an author, authored the book Killer Angel, taking a look at Planned Parenthood, their history, and the business that they operate, the business of abortion. Again, this is Jay and George Grant, part two of the interview.
She associated very closely with the radical labor movement of the day, people like Bill Haywood and Emma Goldman. She hung around with anarchists and others. She realized, you know, you're not going to change the world with anarchy.
Right.
Those kinds of violent revolutions collapse eventually. But a revolution that starts in the bedroom, a revolution that appeals to our basest nature, a revolution that promises absolute freedom and
no constraints.
No constraints. Cast off every moray and live fully and freely, however you wish. Now that, she believed, had appeal.
There's been the connection between her and the racial aspect of this. We got a number of callers that have called in over the last week saying, was she really talking about Margaret Sanger, really trying to eliminate or curtail or control the black race in the United States of America?
Yeah, you know, you have to make a distinction between what I call redneck racism and scientific racism. Mm. She was a scientific racist. She was very, very slick and cosmopolitan about her racism. But she actually believed that in a kind of neo-Darwinian world where she was trying to accelerate the evolution of a new race, it was necessary to eliminate the lower end, as she thought of it, of the gene pool. And she identified the lower end of the gene pool.
So who are they? Who, in her view, who are the lower ends of the gene? They had Margaret Sanger's words here.
In her words, they were Slavs, Eastern Europeans, and blacks.
So that was her group that she targeted.
That's her group. Yep. And what she wanted to do was she wanted to eliminate that part of the gene pool so that she could create, in her words, a race of thoroughbreds.
Very Nazi-esque. I mean, it's a very similar ideology.
Well, in fact, in the early days, she was close with a number of the people who were a part of the scientific program in Germany. Dr. Ernst Rudin, for instance, for a time sat on her board, contributed articles to the Birth Control Review, her publication. He went on to be Hitler's director of euthanasia.
Right.
He was a part of the program to cleanse the Third Reich. She wrote a very positive review of a scandalous book written in 1923 by Lothrop Stoddard. She wrote the review herself. The title of the book was The Rising Tide of Color Against White World Supremacy.
This is her actually writing it.
She wrote the review, and it was a glowing review, talking about the necessity to have scientific and medical direction to the population of the future world. And that's the name of that sort of philosophy was eugenics.
Right.
Francis Galton, who was a cousin of Charles Darwin, devised this notion. It's sort of Darwinian with a little bit of Malthusianism thrown in, and lots of wacky, now long discredited science to go with it.
Yeah. But it was really to create this kind of superior race. I mean,
it was to create a superior race.
What about the Klan?
Well, you know, the Klan obviously resonated immediately with the ideas of Sanger. And Sanger, though not, again, not a redneck racist, she saw the key to capturing border states and southern states as cozying up to the Klan. And so she spoke at several Klan meetings during the course of her early days. Now, you know, after World War II got started, the folks around her helped her wise up, and she cleaned up her language a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so when
kind of rebranding.
In fact, they renamed the organization Planned Parenthood in 1941.
What was it before?
It was the American Birth Control League.
Okay. That became Planned Parenthood.
And that became Planned Parenthood. The Birth Control Review was founded in 1917, the League in 1922. And then in 1941 and 42, they started to make the shift to Planned Parenthood.
Did you have a sense in your history, and you and folks, for those of you that don't know George Grant's work, you need to, I mean, this is just one. Grand Illusion, The Quick and the Dead, it's the RU-486, remember the abortion pill, Immaculate Deception, The Shifting Agenda of Planned Parenthood, and then a reissue of Grand Illusion, and of course, again, the other book that you've got to read is Killer Angel. This is about Margaret Sanger. Let's take a look post 1945. It's kind of getting to the post World War II era. That's when you start seeing a change institutionally within the United States as well. So she starts having a real political impact, and Planned Parenthood does really in the late 40s, early 50s. Is that a pretty accurate?
Yeah, she actually married into the 3-in-1 oil fortune,
right?
And as a result, she gained access to the captains of industry. She was a heavy contributor to political campaigns, and so she got, you know, sort of on the inside of the political establishment, and both conservative and liberal, I must add.
Yep.
She was very close to Barry Goldwater, for instance. So she became very savvy, and
so she
did her famous Mike Wallace interview, She was a part of the establishment.
I want to go back on that because people need to understand that are listening to the broadcast or watching us on television. The fact of the matter is she knew to play both political parties.
Absolutely.
And you know, Barry Goldwater, people say the founder of the modern Republican conservative movement, bought into the deception.
Absolutely.
And knowingly, as she was moving this forward knowingly, and her people, or she's developing the next tier of leadership, so to speak, the next generation of leadership, did they utilize that political lever? Because every time you get a Republican or a Democrat talking about this, especially those that are the few that are barely defending Planned Parenthood today, as we're taping this and going to air, will say, "Well, you know, there were Republicans on that board too." So they will play. This is not a political. This is way beyond politics here.
It is way beyond politics.
Yeah,
and that's the thing that we need to understand. Planned Parenthood has been a part of this radical agenda for a very, very long time. Margaret Sanger in 1922 in a conference described it as the strategy of the robes. It's a phrase that later Saul Alinsky, the famous revolutionary mentor to guys like Barack Obama, used. The idea of the strategy of the robes is, look, we don't want to capture this political party or that political party, because then we're at the mercy of the winds of whatever the political climate is at the time. So what we want to do is we want to capture the robes, the robes of the judiciary, the robes of academia, and the robes of the clergy.
Yeah. So they had the clergy, the lawyers, the judges.
And the professors.
And the professors. And that was their three, that was kind of their triangulation theory.
Exactly. And if you have that, then of course you're going to have Congress in your pocket. Of course you're going to have the captains of industry, major philanthropic foundations on your side. It's a brilliant strategy.
Yeah. And it's a strategy they've implemented. And the fact of the matter is, George, I mean, we look at this politically, and I don't want to, and it's way beyond politics, but we've had Republican presidents with Republican-led Congresses and still cannot defund Planned Parenthood.
Exactly.
So their ability to ingrain themselves into the culture has been pretty phenomenal.
It has been. The other thing, though, that we have to remember is that this really, the whole thing just really started following World War II.
Right.
I mean, it was very much a radical movement prior to that.
During World War I, just starting during the Depression, didn't get much
attention.
Didn't
get much traction. Yeah. There were a few southern states that implemented eugenic sterilization laws, the famous Carrie Buck stories and so forth. But it's after World War II. So we're really just talking about 70 years.
Yeah, history.
70 years. You know, a single generation, in a sense.
Yep.
Which tells us what can be done if you really have a focused strategy, pull the resources together, and stick to your gun.
Again, that was Jay and George Grant. We will be back with the conclusion of that interview after this break. But as we go to a break, folks, it is time for you to take a stand. You heard Jay and George talking about it. Planned Parenthood is in the business of abortion, and tragically, they are in the business of selling baby body parts that come from those abortions. It is time, at the very least, to get the United States taxpayer out of that business. There are bills in the House and Senate to do just that. S-1881 will be voted on in the United States Senate in just a matter of days. It was filed last night. It is confirmed for a vote in the next few days. It is essential that members of the Senate on both sides of the aisle feel the pressure from the American taxpayers who do not want their hard-earned money going to this organization, to Planned Parenthood. This bill would accomplish just that. If you want to add your name to the petition and call for that bill to be passed, the number to do so is 877-989-2255. The petition is up online as well at aclj.org. But this is the moment, folks. Get the taxpayer out of the business of selling baby body parts. 877-989-2255.
Come on, let's see what you got. Just take your best shot.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
everyone. Welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. We're going to jump right back in. This is the conclusion of Jay's interview with George Grant, the author of the new book, Killer Angel, that takes a look at Planned Parenthood. Again, Jay with George Grant.
So let me ask you this, though, because you pastor a church as well, and you've been very involved in pulpit ministry. There is this sense that in pastors I'm talking to around the country that, quote, as one told me the other day, how many issues do you think we could deal with at one time? So there is a priority issue here, but this needs to be near the top of that list, if not the top of the list.
Well, it needs to be at the top of the list. But what I say to pastors who say that is I say, if you've got a biblical worldview, teach your people how to think like a Christian.
Right.
Teach your people how to wrestle with the details of life from a biblical perspective. And you know what the answer to that question is? All of them.
Right.
You can deal with all of them.
Right.
You don't have to be active in all of them. They don't all have to be your major cause.
Right.
But you don't have to shy away from any of them. Education? Yes. The life issues? Yes. Justice issues? Yes. Racism? Yes. Pastors who are imprisoned because of conscience around the world? Yes.
Yeah.
We don't have to ignore any of these things because the Bible gives us a comprehensive grid through which we can understand the whole of life. You know, it's what Psalm 110 tells us. It's what Psalm 22 tells us. There is a God. He sees all of this. He has a standard of justice and mercy and grace and hope for all of the world. And all we have to do is walk in his ways. And he will empower us to do the right thing in all of these areas.
What's your level of hope on this issue? As a thinker, as a theologian, as a pastor, as someone that's been involved in the pro-life movement, I still think this is a unique situation. I don't think we've seen this in 30 years. But what's your hope in all this?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that there is a level of real hope, not to abolish abortion, not to even get rid of Planned Parenthood, but I think that what we have done is we have seen the beginning of a stigmatization process.
Yeah.
Think of Amsterdam's red light districts. We've just shoved Planned Parenthood off of Main Street and into
the red light
stigmatized district.
So because they are ingrained, I want to go to the politics for a moment. There's a political consequence to this.
Right.
I mean, there's a bipartisan letter with Democrats and Republicans calling for an investigation. I don't even pretend for a moment to think that the Department of Justice will do anything. They'll do nothing except maybe go after the filmmaker, which that's another situation. But there is this sense among people in Congress right now, and talking to our government affairs office earlier today, that the outrage factor here, because of our people, is palpable. I mean, Congress, as they're ending their session, I mean, it's coming to an end in days, they're feeling this. And this is significant for them.
I had a congressional staffer tell me that that her boss, who is not pro-life, has set aside a whole half day every single day for one of the interns to just monitor social media on this issue.
So this has reached a penetration perspective. I mean, it's penetrating into the political process in a way that you don't normally see these issues go. I mean, it's when you've got people monitoring like this, you've got the New York Times having to come to the defense of Planned Parenthood with a very weak, a pathetic, actually, defense.
Cecilia Richards coming out so quickly to...
She thought she was going to clamp it down.
Yeah,
she did.
She did. And she thought she was on top of it. And it has just spiraled all the more.
And I suspect, because you and I have worked in this movement a long time, that what's to come is going to be much worse than what we've seen for Planned Parenthood. In other words, the future releases of these documentaries are going to be much worse. This was just the beginning, round one here.
Yeah, you know, and they've worked on this for a couple of years.
Yep.
So this wasn't just one little video clip.
Yeah.
There are more revelations to come.
And these are senior. This isn't some clinic director in a small town somewhere or a staff person.
No,
are their head people,
chief
of medicine, chief of protocol. These are the head people.
You know, this is the person, the first video was of a doctor who trains every single one of the abortionists that works for Planned Parenthood.
Right.
That's serious.
That's hot, yeah. So the hope here is to not only impact those, like saying, realistic expectations. This is not overturning Roe versus Wade. The realistic expectation here is what? How would you phrase that realistic expectation? What's a win here?
I think we're day two of the Battle of Gettysburg.
Okay.
It's not day three.
Okay.
This is day two of the Battle of Gettysburg. It's a serious battle now.
Right.
All
both sides engaged.
Both sides engaged. you know, the victory is not assured for either side, mm-hmm. but now everybody is assessing and saying, oh my goodness, the future really hinges on what happens next.
They will be lethal, though. Planned Parenthood, because they're based on lethality, they're going to be very aggressive.
Pickett's charge.
Yeah. Okay. So if you look at it from the perspective of a victory, and I'm asking you, George Grant, what's a win here?
Oh, a win?
I mean, that sounds very callous, what I'm saying. I don't mean it to be. What is – how do, I always do this with a case. Case gets granted review by the Supreme Court. First thing I do is define what's a win. And a win doesn't always mean you win everything. So what's a win here?
I think a win is major momentum when it comes to the funding dollars of Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
They have to double down to their hardcore supporters.
Right.
We throw them back to the place where they are seen as ideologues.
Okay.
And
the stigma attaches to them.
The stigma is attached to them. And it becomes a significant issue in the next presidential election. It becomes an issue for every congressman running for re-election. Yeah. It becomes the issue on who holds on to the Senate. That's a win for us. Okay. That's what that would look like.
Let me ask you about the book. It's the 20th anniversary edition of Killer Angel, a biography of Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger. Now that this issue has come front and center again, we've got a copy of the book on the screen right now. When people pick up this book, and we're encouraging everybody to buy it, what's the big takeaway?
Well, the big takeaway is to understand that what Planned Parenthood is about is a particular worldview and ideology. It's not medicine.
Right.
It's
not care of women.
It's not care of women. It's a way to change the world in a radical direction. And we've gotten a taste of what that radical direction might look like. The redefinition of family, the redefinition of government's involvement in our daily lives,
right.
A redefinition of the control of the elites over the ordinary masses.
Right.
That's the heart and soul of the worldview. And it's a malignant, malicious worldview that is willing to trample anyone and anything in order to achieve the ends. It's classic Marxist revolutionary ideology.
In 2015.
Posing in white lab coats as the beneficiaries of the people.
But at the end of the day, you've always maintained, I've known you for a long time, you've always maintained the hope of Christ.
Absolutely.
In all of these. And I don't want to leave this broadcast without people understanding that we have the ultimate hope and we have the ultimate victory here.
We do. We know how all of this turns out in the end. What's glorious is, Jay, you and I and all of those who are listening to our voices right now have been chosen for this moment in history,
right, this time,
to fight this battle, to be used of the Lord to bring the hope of the gospel to so many women and families who really have no hope,
right,
who've been bamboozled by these government programs and Planned Parenthood programs into thinking that that was the answer. Now we have the opportunity to come alongside them and say there is a deeper, more profound answer, a hope not just for today or for this particular pregnancy or this particular problem child, but for the rest of your life.
So we win.
So we win.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.